Infinix, Techno, Itel, Google Pixel, and Blackview phones. Plus, crazy discounts on top brand tablets like Blackview and Samsung, including iPads, smartwatches, Bluetooth speakers, headphones, vibing machines, and all accessories. Power up with laptops, desktops, HP monitors, printers, CCTV, Canon and Sony cameras, PS5, Nintendo Switch, and Xbox. Find us along Freedom Way, shop number A75, Chuparamba Road, opposite Town Centre Market, shop number 06, and at East Park Mall, store number 113C. Call 0779-333-3503. Fast Mobile, for today's best technology.
It is as and when they happen. The main news on all the radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to UNSA Radio main news broadcast at 17:45 hours. The headlines. In local news, progress in Zambia's energy project as supply issues addressed. Constitutional lawyer takes Speaker's Shawarma ruling to court. In international news, pastor and newlywed bride among 20 abducted in Nigeria attacks. In sports news, Zambia women draw 1-1 with Malawi in tournament action. With the news in detail, my name is Beatrice Mwila. In local news, the Ministry of Energy has made progress in Zambia's energy generation projects and addressed the public concerns regarding electricity supply. In a statement issued by the Minister of Energy, Honorable Makozo Chikote says the current project pipeline includes green city initiatives, rooftop solar projects, utility scale renewable and thermal coal power projects. Honorable Chikote says 347 megawatts of new generation has been completed from Chisamba Solar PV Plant, Milo Solar PV Plant in Serenje, and various projects under the Net Metering Initiative. He adds that the public and private sector are leading pipeline projects which are currently under construction with a total capacity of 2,510 megawatts to be commissioned within 2025 and 2026. He assures the public that once the ongoing projects are completed, electricity supply will be stabilized and load shedding reduced. The ministry has since welcomed the increasing interest from investors seeking to support Zambia in bridging its energy gap. The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has received a letter from the National Assembly notifying the commission of a vacancy in the Chawarma parliamentary seat. ECZ Chief Electoral Officer Brown Kasalo confirmed to the media this afternoon that the letter was received on Friday, November 28, 2025. Kasalo said the commission will provide guidance on the way forward. On Friday, Chawarma Member of Parliament Tasila Lungu lost her seat. This follows a resolution by the National Assembly to invoke Article 72 of the Constitution, which allows the Speaker to inform the Electoral Commission of Zambia of any parliamentary vacancy. Transparency International Zambia, TIZ Executive Director Maurice Nyambe, has urged young people to actively promote peaceful participation as the country prepares for the 2026 general elections. Nyambe has also called on youth to oppose political violence and ensure informed voter participation. He notes that the fight against corruption and the future of democracy are closely linked to the energy, voice and leadership of young people. Nyambe said this during the 2025 Zambia and Corruption Conference, which opened in Lusaka today with a youth conference. And Corruption Commissioner Director General Daphne Chavu encouraged youth to refuse involvement in corruption and to sexual intercourse to safeguard their health. Speaking in an interview with Unza Radio during the World AIDS Day commemoration, Dr. Duncan Chanda says that young people are at higher risk for HIV acquisition than the general public. Therefore, they have to ensure that they have access to condoms, oral PrEP, self-testing kit, and injectable PrEP. Chanda has appealed to the University of Zambia Student Union leadership, UNZASU, and other societies to try and make sure that these services are available for the students. Meanwhile, HIV specialist Chileshe Machiluka Piri says transactional sex on dating apps, social and online pressures push some young people to chase material things, leaving them vulnerable to unsafe sex, especially when older men, known as sugar daddies, offer money. Piri encouraged people living with HIV to take their medication seriously, stressing adherence as vital for effective management. He further urged those who are not infected to constantly practice self-preventive measures to reduce the risk of transmission. Lusaka Acting Chief Resident Magistrate Sylvia Munyanya has warned that she will dismiss the case against opposition Christian Democratic Party President Dr. Danny Pule if state prosecutors fail to appear at the next court session. This follows the absence of state prosecutors this morning when the court was scheduled to deliver a ruling on whether Dr. Pule has a case to answer or not. Dr. Pule is facing two counts of seditious practices contrary to Section 57, 1B and Section 60, 1F of the Penal Code. The charges stem from remarks he allegedly made between 16th and 28th May 2024, in which he accused President Hakainde Hichilema of practicing regionalism in his appointment decisions. The case has resumed in the subordinate court after the High Court on June 4, 2025 dismissed Dr. Pule's petition challenging the constitutionality of the seditious practice charges. Finally, in local news, constitutional lawyer Tresford Charlie has petitioned Attorney General Mulilo Kabesha in the Constitutional Court seeking an order to declare illegal the ruling delivered last Friday by Speaker of the National Assembly, Nelly Niti, which declared the Chawama parliamentary seat vacant. According to the agent petition filed today, Charlie is asking the Constitutional Court to set aside the Speaker's declaration and to grant additional relief pending the final determination of the matter. In the petition, Charlie contends that the Speaker's action breaches Article 72, 2C of the Constitution because the provision refers to conduct contrary to code of conduct prescribed by an Act of Parliament, unlike the Speaker's reliance on the standing orders. He also points to Article 266 and the constitutional requirements that prescribe matters be provided for in legislation and notes that standing orders are internal procedures not backed by the parliamentary and ministerial code of conduct. Charlie is seeking several remedies, including declaration of the Speaker's declaration now and void from the very beginning, an order of sitirilo quashing the ruling, and to stay the Speaker's decision until the petition is fully determined. On Friday, Speaker of the National Assembly,